Frosty, Heidi, and Frank. 520-9710. 888-520-9710. The Frosty, Heidi, and Frank Show.
We are Frosty, Heidi, and Frank, live from Los Angeles, 97.1 FM Talk, and the world listening in online as well. Hi.
Hello.
How are you guys?
Oh, I'm good. Figured it's a good day as any to admit I've taken steroids.
Well.
To improve my performance here on the show.
Right. You can't tell at all.
They were paying me such exorbitant amount of money when I started, so I thought the pressure was just too great.
You felt guilty.
I had to do something to enhance my performance.
Uh-huh. The pressure to show you're worth the big bucks.
Yeah, talking about A-Rod, I got a clip of A-Rod telling Katie Couric back in the day that he didn't take any steroids. Should be playing? Oh, wouldn't you know, it's not set up right.
Of course.
Hey, when you come here to check stuff, stop talking and actually set up something. How about that?
How long ago was this interview, supposedly?
To use any of... For the record, have you ever used steroids, human growth hormone, or any other performance-enhancing substance?
No.
Have you ever been tempted to use any of those things?
No.
Come on. You can't at least say you were tempted. I mean, at least...
It's on the video clip, you see, you know, they always say if someone blinks when you ask them a question, they're lying, and both times is blink, no. Blink, no.
What year was that interview?
2007.
So why is he changing his tune now?
Here's some more of that. So it's Katie Couric. A-Rod tells Katie Couric that he didn't need to take steroids to become competitive back in that interview when he was lying.
But you never felt like, this guy's doing it. Maybe I should look into this, too. He's getting better numbers, playing better ball.
I've never felt overmatched on the baseball field. I've always been in a very strong, dominant position. And I felt that if I did my work since I was a rookie back in Seattle, I didn't have a problem competing at any level. So, no.
You know...
Does anyone really care, though? You find out that A-Rod took steroids back in the day?
Because I'm not much of a baseball fan, and I'm not an athlete, I don't care from the sports aspect. I don't care. But what bothers me, because I'm an out-of-shape, wheezing, unhealthy fat man who can't even swing a bat, I would have assumed that you people who are at the top of your game in sports... You got there because you worked at it. You loved what you did. You eat right. You exercise. You practice hours like an Olympian. You train all that time. You get better and better and better. I don't understand the mindset of wanting to juice yourself up. It seems to me you'd have more personal pride in your body and what you can do on your own.
You never really had any pressure on you to be good at anything.
No, not to succeed at all. No.
There you go. So no one even put that pressure on you because they never expected much. But think if people expected a lot from you.
Yeah, we're paying you multi-million dollars.
Deep down, you really weren't worth it.
Okay, there you go. If I knew deep down I really was fooling you all, in the way that maybe some actors turn to drugs or musicians turn to drugs because they think they suck and they think that they're lucky to even have what they have, I get that. But if you're an athlete of that ability, of his ability, you are damn good. Why do you have any self-doubt? Look how you played to get where you got before you started doing drugs. I mean, the guy's good.
Well, yeah, before he played for free.
But he has ability and talent. He knows he does. It's not like he doubts himself.
If people aren't paying you to play and you're playing for fun and just your skill, then there's no pressure on you. I mean, yeah, there's pressure to win from your teammates and let people down. That way you're your coach. But when someone pays you $250 million over a 10-year period, if you screw up there, then everyone's going, he wasn't worth the money.
Exactly.
And that's how they're going to remember you. It's like you weren't any good at all. You were the biggest flop ever.
I think it's tough because, it is cheating. So I'll say that. It is cheating. However, you could give Frosty all the steroids in the world. It's not going to mean he's going to hit a ball out of the park like A-Rod can do. But it is cheating. And if you put, it's like you're almost forcing me, no matter how, me at my greatest, let's say I'm a great baseball player. I'm an amazing baseball player, naturally. And now I'm competing with another person who's also naturally equally as good as me.
But he's taking steroids.
And he's taking steroids. So now I'm like, well, now I don't even look like I'm that great because look what he's doing. So you're forced to go, well, if I'm going to make a name for myself, get in the Hall of Fame.
Well, if you know he's taking steroids, why not turn him in?
What am I? I'm not a rat.
Tattletale.
I'm not a narc. So that's where you go, well, how's that fair? because I don't want to do that to my body, but
every time you struck me out, I'd pretend like I was taking a pee in a cup on the way back to the dugout.
So you're forcing me to do
that. Didn't really say anything. You take it, whatever that means.
Yeah. You're forcing me to do that in order to compete with you. Otherwise, because we're not both.
Isn't that the biggest compliment? Somebody else has to take steroids to compete with me? He's taking steroids because he has to pitch to me. Why do I take steroids to hit his ball?
Right.
I'd rather hit a home run off a guy taking steroids than take steroids. He knows I'm taking it, and then I hit a home run off of him.
Isn't it mostly, though, that
it's the pitcher who's not taking steroids and he's pitching to me now. Mm. Then you're tainting the whole game you love.
Right.
And now you're A-Rod.
I know.
You're the face of the game, aren't you?
So the 156 home runs he got in those 3 years, he now says he was on steroids.
What happens to those?
Well, they say as of today he's not going to be penalized, but of those
at all?
As of today, maybe they'll change.
Well, because
them
back when he was taking it, they weren't illegal.
It was 2004 when the testing came in, right?
Right. So it was like 2001 to 2003 when he claims he took them.
Well, I'm wondering of the 156 home runs he got those 3 years. If he were not on steroids, wouldn't he have still got 120, 130, 140?
We'll never know.
I mean, he's good. What did he get? Like 5 extra home runs per season. It's not like he would have dropped off the charts. Mm. He still would have been worth this $250 million contract.
So then why take it if it didn't enhance you that much anyway? Why are you risking your whole career and your body?
You know, if I were a trainer of a horse, I used to live in Louisville, Kentucky for a couple years, right near Churchill Downs, and it was not near the radio station, so I was at Churchill Downs watching the horses 3 days a week. And there for a couple years, I loved that. And I talked to a few of the trainers back then. That's when I used to talk to people and make friends, unlike now.
Yeah, you definitely don't now.
And there's good trainers, and there's bad trainers. There's legendary jockeys, and there's bad jockeys. But I'm thinking, if I'm one of the best trainers there at Churchill Downs, I got my stable of horses, and I've got the best trainer. I'm the owner. I'm a great owner, great trainers, great jockeys. Everything's great. We're working the horse out, and it's time for the Kentucky Derby. If then I stick some Lasix or whatever they call it, crap, that in performance enhancing boost you stick in the horse's nose, he inhales it, and he's temporarily high and runs faster. Then all that training and all the skill I had to get him to Kentucky Derby means nothing because I'm, as Heidi said, cheating. And I would have more pride in my ability to train a horse and to do it the right way than to blow it all there at the end with an injection or inhaling something. And these professional athletes who do that, I don't understand. But they're damn good to get where they are.
Pride doesn't pay the rent.
But Frost, here's what you got to look at. You explained that exact situation. Great owners, great trainers. My horse is an amazing runner. But now I find out that of the 10 horses running, 7 of the other horses are on steroids. I'm a great naturally runner. I can't compete. No matter how great a horse I am, I'm freaking Seabiscuit. Everybody else is shooting up, and they've got an advantage. So it's either I'm not going to win the race.
Your Poonon, Seabiscuit.
That is not bad. either I'm not going to win the race, I'm not going to be a great runner, or I'm going to also shoot steroids to compete so that I have a shot.
And that's what's wrong with
just get out of the game. That's what I'd say.
I say make so a steroid league and make her natural.
No. If you're so disappointed in the way the game has turned out that everyone's cheating, then get out of the game. Don't be a horse trainer anymore. Get out of baseball, because baseball is just corrupt. But if this wasn't even illegal back then when he was taking the illegal substance now, who gives a damn? And then why come forward?
Mm.
I think when you're lying and saying, well, I never had to take that stuff because I'm just dominant anyway. You didn't have to be a dick about it. You're lying to begin with.
Right.
So just say, no, I never took anything. Were you ever tempted? Well, yeah, of course I was tempted. I mean, it was going around the league, and I was tempted to take it, but I never did.
Leave it
at that, but then don't keep going.
Yeah.
Well, I never really had to. I'm such a badass. Never really needed to. And then it goes on to this next question with Katie Couric back in the day, that he'd be extremely disappointed if he found out players were on steroids.
Oh, God.
What's your reaction to this investigation?
Katie, you put him in a tough spot. I mean, these are guys that I play with. They're my teammates, friends. If anything comes of this, it would be extremely disappointed. And it would be a huge black eye on the game of baseball.
A black guy on the game of baseball.
A lot of those.
So if you look back at the great players in history, the Willie Mayses and all those other names, most of you know and I don't.
Babe Ruth.
Okay, he was liquored up. Okay,
Mickey Mantle.
Mickey Mantle, those guys. Were all those guys on steroids too?
No.
Well, then I don't think they had them
booze
back then,
and
did
whores.
They?
Right. So they did it on their own skill. Now, true, those records have fallen. But if you're getting into baseball and you idolize Mickey Mantle and Willie Mays and all those guys, then why in the hell would you want to
unless
only
it was beer pong. And then I'd want to have Mickey Mantle and Babe Ruth on my team.
Wouldn't it? How could you tell yourself, I want to be just like Mickey Mantle? and Willie Mays and Lou Brock and these guys. And then when you get close to the record, you stick something in your
ass. I just don't play baseball.
Right, exactly.
I'll be in line for liver pretty soon.
A lot of alcohol and girls in every port. Except you just can't swing a bat as well.
It seems like it'd be meaningless to be in their same league as far as stats or to pass them if you knew you did it with performance-enhancing drugs they didn't have. Mm-hmm. I don't see how you could justify that in your mind. And back to your thing, Heidi, about if I find out seven other people are doing it. Well, if I'm at this company here and if I see all my other company managers are doing well because they're embezzling from the company, guess what? I'll live in a poorer, crappier house before I become a cheat. I'm not going to steal just because everyone else is stealing. I'm not going to do drugs.
Yeah,
just,
you will.
No, I will not.
You'll be the first one to steal.
No, I will not.
Okay.
I'm an honest man.
You're honest.
In business, I am.
Oh, Jesus Christ, Frosty. You're worse than A-Rod.
Oh, God.
No, listen to this, okay? This is where A-Rod tells online to Katie Couric about steroids in 2007. You really need to listen to this.
In your mind, that wasn't a lie?
You know, at the time, Peter, I wasn't even being truthful with myself.
There you go.
How am I going to be truthful with Katie or CBS? Today, I'm here to say the truth, and I feel good about that. And I think my fans deserve that. And I'm ready to put everything behind me and go play baseball.
Mm. Well, that's nice word spam, and I don't believe it. Come on, being truthful to you. Well, he wasn't truthful to myself.
Maybe he wasn't. I think a lot of times, you know, you go, "Oh, this isn't."
You just say you're honest in business. You're lying to yourself.
Right. This is an enhancement. I mean, how many players, you know, had a doctor who? I mean, we've all gone to the doctor. Has the doctor ever given you a shot of something? He's like, "That's going to make you feel better." Well, you're not really sure what's in it. You just know that you're going to feel better. And when you leave, you feel better. Oh, I got a vitamin B12 shot.
Hypochondriac, you wouldn't ask what's in the syringe.
No, I do, but if I got
Peter,
a doctor,
just take this.
If I have
it's glowing neon blue.
But if I've had a trainer who's been my trainer for years, and I know he's a great trainer, a great doctor, and he said, just, you know what, you're going to feel better tomorrow. You got some vitamins in there, you got a B12 in there, maybe some other stuff in there too, but I trust him, and I do feel better. So I'm like, wow, he always takes care of me.
Then you are lying to yourself, because
right.
Then you do
exactly.
Know.
So that's what I'm saying with A-Rod. Maybe he goes, you know, you tell yourself a lie long enough, you start to believe it. You might pass a lie detector test, because you believe that you're not doing anything wrong. You're lying to yourself.
Well, okay.
Kind of believe that part.
Look,
of it.
I can look in the mirror and say, I'm really not fat. I'm really an attractive man.
Mm-hmm.
But it's clearly I'd be deluding myself. Okay, that's silly. If you're an athlete who's hanging out with other athletes in the clubhouse or the dugout or wherever athletes hang out, and you know they're all talking about what they stick in their butt and what they stick in their arm and what pills they pop.
You know what to do, Steve.
Or however you take these drugs.
Mm-hmm.
You know what's going on, just like I know I've got a big belly. You can't go, oh, I was lying to myself. No, you knew what the game was. You probably talked about it with other players. You knew all about it. I guess when they had this...
Comparing your gut, your obvious gut, to people's closet secrets, your gut's not a secret.
Right.
Right.
You're not lying to anybody about that.
Well,
when you say you're thin in front of everybody, we're like, no, you're not. Look.
But steroids is done not in front of everybody in the dugout. It's with your doctor, perhaps at your home. I mean, you're not out. Hey, did you take yours yet today?
What'd you say?
I said, did you take yours yet today?
Oh, I said, did you take your S today? Oh, my God, Heidi.
No, I said, did you take yours?
Did you take your S today?
No.
No, it's like you were talking about sex.
Right.
We all have, and we're all discussing our past, and if you have no past, let's just say you don't. Say you're a virgin, but you're making up these sex stories, and you made one up about your high school girlfriend and that stripper in Denver. You start believing your own stories.
Of course.
And you really don't think you're lying. And then one day you're like, you know what? I'm a virgin. I just wanted to come out, and I think I owe it to my fans. I'm a virgin. I never had any sex.
Been lying
to
myself.
That would be psychotic.
Well, that's what she's saying. It's like you convince yourself, and it is partial psychosis. If you start believing your own BS, that's pretty much when you fail, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, yes, I guess.
As a human?
But... Look, in 2003, that's when they had that test, and 104 players tested positive. 104 tested positive in that anonymous survey.
How many?
I don't know, it's just an anonymous survey done by the commissioner's office. I don't know how many, but of the survey, 104. So that's why I'm supposing that it wasn't a hush-hush little secret. No, you didn't. I'm guessing everyone knew everyone was taking it.
Well, I think when you look at like a guy like Barry Bonds and you see him come up through his rookie year, and I mean, if you've ever gone online and watched the evolution of Barry Bonds, it's hilarious and unbelievable. I mean, it's crazy. You you see he's this skinny, skinny kid, and all of a sudden, then the next year, big bubble butt, shoulder. I mean, like a giant, like he's a completely different human being.
Well, look at Frosty. He wasn't ever on steroids.
No, but
look at him.
So,
evolution of Stillwell.
I think when you, that would also be fun to do. I think when you go and you look at that, the evolution of Barry Bonds or somebody like that, you see, okay, come on. This guy was skinny and spindly a year ago. Wow, look at his guns now. Look at his backside now. Look at his shoulders.
But if it wasn't illegal back then who gives a damn?
Exactly. So I think it wasn't.
They were testing for it.
It wasn't illegal.
Everyone was doing it.
Right. So A-Rod didn't think he was doing anything wrong. It's like, well, I'm doing it.
Wasn't there things that were sold over the counter that was available to every
performance enhancing,
you know, bodybuilding amateur guy going down to the gym?
Mm-hmm.
That after future testing, they said, well, no, you can't take this and play professional sports.
Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They were available to everybody, every Tom, Dick, and Harry?
Mm-hmm.
Was that what this... Well, wasn't he on stuff stronger than that? Like prescribed injections and this and that?
I don't know.
I think there's stuff you got a GNC, and then there's the stuff the doctor gives you with a needle in your butt.
I don't think he's taking creatine shakes and then heading off to spring training.
Just a couple of vanilla protein, soy protein shakes, and now they're illegal.
Really bulking up, you know, the myoplats and all that.
Exactly, got some whey.
Whey protein.
Our number's
some glutamine. Creatine.
888-520-9710.
Some fish oil pills. Some flaxseed.
How about you just eat a fish sandwich?
Wheat germ. Well, I'd love to.
Why a fish oil pill? Eat a fish. Covered in tartar sauce.
Tim, fried. Deep fried.
Tim and Anaheim.
The side of barnacles.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
What's up, Tim?
Hey, a buddy of mine plays for one of the Southern California baseball teams, and I was in the locker room, and I'm 6'3", 225, and I felt like hiding. I mean, it's like, these are baseball players? I thought I was in a football player locker room.
Yeah, big boys.
And don't believe for a second that, I mean, yes, oh, I didn't know what I was doing. He's just trying to, you know, he had to come out and say, yeah, I did it. But, I mean, oh, I didn't know what I was taking, and, oh, I convinced myself. What a crock.
And Why did he have to come out and say that he did it?
Just to get the, did you see the polls, how people are siding with him more than they're not? And look at McGuire. Geez, the guy can't even, I live in Irvine, and the guy can't even go out and play golf. He's like OJ out there, people heckling him.
Because he wasn't honest. I think that's, if you just get in front of it and you just go, screw it, you know what, I lied, here's the deal.
But he took it back when it wasn't illegal to take it. Now he's not taking it now, so every P test he takes on the Yankees, he's going to be clean.
Mm.
And this would have been one of those secrets you take to the grave. Whatever happened to secrets you take to the grave?
I don't know.
Yeah, no, I mean, but it's funny, you know, it's illegal for baseball, but for anybody else, it's against the law to even take steroids. So that shows you how strong the players' union is, that they can't even get something that's illegal to do in the United States, you know, but okay, it's okay for baseball players.
So the stuff that Danny Bonaducci takes, and that there are a lot of guys that who take the human growth hormone, the HGH,
mm-hmm.
that's perfectly legal.
No, you can't take that and play baseball, no.
Oh. I thought that was the thing that was like, well, it doesn't really enhance,
it's legal.
Legal. But it's not legal if you play baseball. But it's legal for you to go if you decide, hey, I really want to shred some weight.
Yeah, I think so.
It's like the fountain of youth pills. From what I understand about HGH, I mean, women can take it too. I don't know how safe it is, but you're saying, the average Joe, you're not going to get busted by the police. It's legal?
I don't know. I don't think so, though.
Okay, but in baseball, it wouldn't be. Because it would enhance your performance, so it's the same thing. All right.
But I think the human growth hormones for people who have like some stunted growth disease or some pituitary gland problem or something like that.
Oh, but then you can take it if you're a normal guy and you just want to keep youthful because I'm hitting 40 and I'm got a belly.
Like Stallone.
Right. You start taking HGH and all of a sudden
he swears by it.
You get shredded up.
That's why Danny takes it. I mean, he's got a great body.
He's taking HGH.
I thought he got that from working out in the gym and spending hours.
I don't think a guy that age, no matter how much you work out, as you get older, you just get a little bit of belly fat. I mean, but you start taking that, it makes you more youthful and it sort of makes you 25 again so you can shred your
stomach.
Yeah,
but if you're over 40 and you have a six-pack, everybody thinks you're queer.
That is true. Coupled with the bedazzled jeans and girls' underpants.
If they overcompensate with all the sex talk.
I suppose capri pants are,
yeah, a little gay.
I have no problem cheating to look good because it's just cosmetic. Look, there's a lot of people who dye their hair.
Mm-hmm.
That's cheating.
Mm-hmm.
You're probably wearing a girdle. I'm wearing a girdle. That's cheating.
Oh, I am.
But I'm not a professional athlete.
I'm actually not.
To a professional athlete, you're supposed to be show what gifts you were given with your body and what skills you've been able to develop yourself.
And when
see
you can't
how good
play
you
anymore,
are.
You retire.
Right.
So it's like saying, would you be upset if there was a girl in the Miss, you know, America pageant or Miss Universe pageant who had veneers and had a nose job and had cheek implants and had a boob job? Why?
Yes,
you're competing against the natural girl who has nothing
because
done?
Because that's a competition as opposed to just looking cosmetically
good. Well, baseball's a competition.
Right.
Right.
But it's like, how can I compete with her? She's had all this work done. I'm natural.
There is a winner and a loser.
What I said was, you can get your veneers if you're just the chick who wants to look good at work. Enhance yourself cosmetically to look good to your friends. But if you're going to enter a beauty pageant, and you start making yourself the artificial woman, that's unfair, just like steroid use is unfair in a sports competition. You're in a competition now.
I need to switch your argument.
No.
Good argument. That was pretty sweet.
That's consistent.
Almost so smooth I didn't even notice it.
That was consistently what I'm saying from the beginning.
I don't think so.
Yes.
Not about the beauty competition.
Cosmetic, just for... Look, I color my hair. It's what I've been accused of.
Yeah.
Okay?
Accused?
But if I were in a competition about hairstyles, and I colored my
you're
hair...
You're going to lose.
And had,
yeah.
You know, hair transplants...
Unless they give a ribbon to everybody just for participation.
Well, that'd be cheating. All right, back to your calls. 888-520-9710. We're Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
97.1 FM Talk.
I was stupid.
Ron's I was stupid.
I'd say Rod saying he was stupid for taking performance-enhancing drugs back when he played for the Rangers, and he just admitted that recently. I said, why would you ever come out with it now? And I guess there was a test that he took way back when was leaked to Sports Illustrated last week, so he was kind of forced to come out with it.
Oh, that's why. I wonder what
not just because he's a great, great guy. And he just wanted to be honest with his fans. He would have taken it to the grave if this never was leaked to Sports Illustrated.
Does it make him look even worse now?
No.
Because I think
the only reason he's fessing up is because it ends up in SI. In other words, had the story not come out last week and whenever, he still wouldn't have told you.
Nope.
Well, you know, when you only fess up after you've been caught, it doesn't really count. I mean, the apology or saying I was stupid would count more if you called the news conference before the article came out, or before you even knew it was coming out. Go, look, folks, this has been weighing heavily on my mind. It's eating me inside. I got to tell you what I did. And then use his quotes. I was young. I was stupid. I was a naive kid. But to only fess up 4 days after a story comes out in a magazine, well, it doesn't count then.
And after you've already said, no, I never would. Right. I never needed it. And I'd be disappointed in people who do.
Right. Yeah.
I guess HGH, the human growth hormone, got an email here. If you'd like to email the show at any point, you can to letsbefrank971@msn.com. It's from JD. It says, hey, Frank, HGH is used to help heal. It occurs naturally in the body. Athletes use it to help muscles heal faster. It doesn't make you stronger. It just helps build muscle faster. So when you tear down the muscle while working out, it just makes you heal quicker. It doesn't add on crazy bulk like steroids do. It just makes you heal faster.
So people who do crazy workouts, it helps your body bounce back and recover
faster. Soreness.
Yeah.
You've been sore from bowling.
Yeah, and eating.
Yeah, the muscles that you never used worked hard and you tore those muscles. So now if you took HGH, you'd probably be able to go bowling the next day.
Because
it'll repair those muscles faster as opposed to you being out a week.
Oh, I get it. So if I had a ball game the next day and I were sore and I took this thing, I wouldn't be sore. And the way that I take an aspirin in my head, it goes away.
Mm-hmm.
That seems to me to be okay.
It is illegal. In baseball, professional sports.
Fine.
And you have to have a prescription to get it. You can't just get it. As a private citizen, you have to have a prescription to get human growth hormone.
I see.
They're saying Danny takes it because he's so messed up that he needs it for his immune system or something like that. He needs to have the healing properties of it.
Nah, I don't know about that.
Or else he'd just be dead.
I don't know about that.
I believe that.
I don't think anything's killing Danny Bonaducci. No.
I can believe something's keeping him alive.
All right. Point taken.
So level playing field means no athlete can take any of that stuff at all, even if it's just before sore muscles from the game the day before. To keep everyone on the same plane, so to speak, what can you do with your body the way nature made it and you developed it? Drugs, no injections, no painkillers.
I got an email from Anne saying that Madonna takes HGH. That's why she doesn't look 50 years old. And isn't A-Rod supposedly with Madonna?
Yeah.
So maybe he's coming out with this. That way he can explain when the HGH is on his willy. He got that off Madonna's quim.
That's
not about 87 other things, I'm guessing.
That's secondhand quim HGH.
Madonna.
Yeah, yeah.
That's not me, man.
How many petri dishes, different strains of this and that could you fill by dumping out Madonna?
Mm.
Give her a good squeeze, and then I think you could grow several different strains of... Matt, hello.
Hey,
I got two quick points. I never really liked A-Rod, but in his defense, I mean, even if I was taking all these drugs, and he wasn't, I would still never be as good of a baseball player
right.
as he would, but then he's competing with all these people. But here's the thing. I don't think he feel like he needed to compete like that hard and take all these drugs if we didn't feel like we needed to pay baseball players multi-millions of dollars to play a game. I mean, I've never really understood why we felt the need to pay those exorbitant salaries.
I never realized how they even got the money to pay them.
It's, I don't get it either.
They play a lot of games, I know. And I mean, that's a lot of beer and hot dogs in the stands.
If you look at the records that were set way back in the day and then look at the salaries of those guys when they were setting the records, I mean, they weren't making any more money than, like, somebody working in a factory a lot of times.
Well, look,
I mean,
the stadiums are big now, are they not? And if you can fill the stands because you got a couple star players and your team is in the pennant race, you're going to make millions and millions of dollars because that person's on your team. They should share in the
profits.
He's
making 20. He's the highest paid player in baseball, making about $27.5 million a year.
Mm-hmm.
But look at how much ticket prices are, too. Do you think they'd be that high if we didn't feel the need to pay baseball players so much money? I mean,
yeah.
They could sell a stadium and still pay these guys, like, maybe, I mean, pay them some money because, I mean, a baseball player isn't going to be playing baseball for a very long time in his life.
I just don't get the paying all the money and then not playing. That's why I was like, well, I've got a $7 million a year contract, but, you know. Sometimes I don't play, and it's like, well, if you're playing, you're kicking
what do you
ass.
Mean?
Well, I just like the people that get the big deals, and then
don't play.
Perhaps something
about.
Happens to them; they're out for half the season because they hurt their Achilles tendon.
That's
like,
a bitch of a tendon.
I understand, but then there's got to be something in there. It's like, well, if you're playing,
I can't play.
If you're playing and kicking ass, here's what you will make. If something, in fact,
happens, dislocated pinky's one thing.
I understand. If something happens to you. And you can't play for half the season, let's figure out that number in that contract as well. If I'm paid an X amount because I come and do this radio show,
couldn't do that.
And then all of a sudden I sound like this and I can't talk for 6 months, I'm getting paid the same?
Yeah.
That's stupid.
Well,
that's dumb. That shouldn't be.
Well, then you write that in your contract. So you don't get paid when you can't come to work.
Well,
because
I mean, it's like, yeah, maybe you get paid something because I'm going to get better. The Achilles tendon's going to heal, and then I can be back and play, and now I'm playing, and I get my other salary. But if I'm benched and I'm sitting and I get paid the same, that seems wasteful to me.
Well, then you really don't need an agent then. You negotiate for yourself.
I don't. Okay.
Get that solid deal. So when they bench you, they won't pay you.
Okay, listen.
They bench me right now, they pay me to the end.
If the agent's listening right now, I'm done. I don't need you anymore. All right. Well,
honey, these contracts, be it athletes, radio performers, anyone else.
You need one. Sorry, you shouldn't have fired him.
They're short-term contracts. You're bitching about someone who gets hurt and can't finish the last 18 months of their deal.
Yep.
It's only an 18-month deal. You're not talking payments for life.
Mm-hmm.
It's not workman's comp for the next 27 years. And at the end of 18 months, their career may be over.
Hurt at work for you playing, you know, you're paying me to do.
Okay, maybe you got hurt at work. Maybe you hurt your Achilles heel on the weekend. Then what do we do?
Well, then that's written into contracts for certain athletes. Like, you can't, like,
skydive, motorcycle ride.
Yeah.
But I'm talking about the guy. It's like, you're really going to sign a 10-year deal with somebody? 10 years with a baseball player. I mean, what was A-Rod's last deal? Wasn't a really long deal?
10 years for
his first year was first deal was 10 years.
That is stupid.
Maybe that is a little long.
See,
I agree with that.
So you're like, wow, I'm just assuming he's going to. Well, that's wasteful. It's like, let's go a little bit at a time and see if you're going to be healthy.
Are we really talking contract law here? I mean, we're talking about steroid use. How do we even get here?
We got there by,
because you're scatterbrained. Lay off the green tea and shut the F up.
No, it's about.
Go take a call.
It's about
Mario, you're on the air. Hello.
How much money is wasted on these players? It's retarded. Steroids or not.
She may be scatterbrained, Frank, but you have the quote of the year so far. Frank Kramer quote. That's a bitch of a tendon.
It really is. You heard that one. You're effed.
I've never heard a tendon described that way before.
That is probably the worst one to hurt.
Go ahead, Mario.
Hey, guys.
The screwed over Achilles.
What's up, Mario?
Hey, Frosty and Frank, if there was a shot that could make Heidi funny, wouldn't you expect her to take it?
Mm.
Ooh, that was a...
But would I
take
it? I
mean, think about that.
Okay.
I mean, but what about these owners who are coming out now and saying how horrible it was for the game? You're going to spend $225 million. You expect that player to take steroids, do whatever he has to do. And now these owners are saying, well, we can't believe it. That's a bunch of BS.
I don't agree it's horrible for the game. I think it makes the game more exciting.
Oh, for sure.
So it's good for the game.
Of course. All these home run records that went down, the owners were loving it. They were making more money than they ever had.
Oh, I agree. The owners probably don't mind because, look, when you got what, A-Rod is 209 homers shy of catching Bonds. So as he gets closer, the owners want him to fill the stands every night because they make millions of dollars more money than they would have. So they don't care if you're on juice or not. The owners
exactly.
don't care.
The people who
but it doesn't make it ethical and right.
Yeah, the people who should really be mad are his competition, just like Elton John
right.
should be angry at Frosty over there for stealing his look and stealing all those out-of-work actors.
Right.
Well, somebody had his funny shot this morning.
Oh, that's
yeah.
good.
Well, how can we compete if you're juicing?
No, he had a good question, Heidi. Yeah. Would you take a shot that mm-hmm. would make you ultimately funny?
I would rather take one to make me good-looking. If I'm choosing
but you're in
shots.
Radio, see? You really need an agent.
But if I was good-looking, I wouldn't be. Okay? I'd be long gone.
No, you'd be good-looking, but you still wouldn't be funny, so who'd hire you?
I wouldn't have to say
model.
Anything. I would just be a model. And I would just have to stand there and let people take pictures of me. I'll take that.
Yeah, I guess Tyra Banks has her own show.
That's easy. Yeah.
Heidi, it's obvious. There's a lot of comedians who snort cocaine,
yeah.
go out on stage and think they're funny, and it's a shame because they're not as funny as you think they are.
Right.
I'm not going to name any names. We all know one.
Who?
You and I hate one.
Mm-hmm.
Robin Williams?
Well, look, early on in his career, didn't he admit after a while he had a drug problem?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay. And if you watch the early Robin Williams routines, Heidi and I have had the same opinion of Robin Williams for years. I don't think a lot of the stuff he does is funny at all.
Mm.
But there for a while, somewhere between the Mork and Mindy years and when he got serious with Dead Poets Society, there for a while, he would appear on Tonight Show and crap and just be just yeah. throwing stuff out, of which 1 in 20 things he said would be funny. The other 19 were disasters.
Right.
And I'm thinking later on when he sobered up and the drugs wore off and he watched that tape, was he really performing better than had he not done the cocaine or whatever it was at all?
Mm.
He didn't yeah. need it. He was a funny guy without it.
No,
he wasn't.
No, I don't think so.
Put him it's on a such shtick. A, it's, it, it, that was his shtick. His stand-up was that very wild, crazy right. kind of stand-up.
Right. It's now, just a stream of consciousness.
Stops, yeah, if he stops taking coke, and now he's on The Tonight Show, everyone's still expecting Robin Williams
so
to show up.
So he has to act.
If Robin Williams doesn't show up, who the hell is this guy taking himself serious now? He wants to be a serious actor? Ooh, Robin Williams, Mork is serious.
No, but Frank, he's
so
still
he
funny.
Had to still do that thing. The stand-up he does now, if he ever does goes out on stage for anything, it's still that... fast-paced kind of yeah. stream of consciousness kind of comedy.
Yeah, but he's funnier now. He's funnier now than he was in that jacked up era. He really was. Back then it was shtick, I get it. But the
fact that you
itself,
and Heidi get together and are comic critics is the biggest joke ever. Seriously.
Hello. Oh, okay.
It doesn't seem right, does it?
What don't we get together and criticize? You kidding me? Back with the rest of
you. I know, it's so much fun for me in here.
Just jealous. That's all.
It's like working with Ebert and whatever you are.
Well, I don't want to be either one of them. You're dying of cancer and I'm already dead.
Our number...
the hell?
888-520-9710 is our number. Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
This is 97.1 FM Talk.
Frosty, Heidi, and Frank. A-Rod admits he used steroids. What do you think about that? 888-520-9710. Randy, hello.
Hello. Listen, Frosty, I really like you and everything, but I got to call you out on this one. I think you're being really hypocritical.
What?
Well, because your words, I'm just quoting you in the beginning of this segment, you said that A-Rod wasn't being honest about what was being stuck in his butt for 3 years, and you've been lying about that your whole career.
Ah.
Yeah, see?
He
oh,
got
for God's
you.
Sakes.
He does
when are you
going
to open up for
oh,
your fans?
Jeez. Go away, Randy.
Guess we got to leak something.
Right. Oh, leak. I don't think we need the word leaking in that discussion.
You know, speaking of leaking, you said you took that Ally stuff that Winona Judd's plugging now.
Yeah, the diet pill.
And it left you some orange greasy stain in your underwear from the side effect leakage.
It's the fat. The fat just runs right out of your rear end.
Is it the color of Winona's hair?
Yes.
She has that orangey, bright
yeah.
hair.
Yes.
Maybe this is coming out of her scalp.
It's the same color. Exactly.
She's not coloring her hair. That's this Ally hair color from the inside out.
Winona skid.
Maybe she was soaking in a puddle of it there in her bed. If you eat right, it doesn't happen. But if you continue to eat fat,
oh, I'm
happen.
Sure she eats right.
Yeah. Mm.
Did you watch the first press conference last night from President Obama?
I missed that.
You missed it?
I wanted to, but I was busy or something.
I watched it.
You know, it says something about Obama being president when, you know, that comes on. And I was upstairs playing video games. And Farty's like, hey, the president's speaking. Oh. She wanted to watch it. Oh, I mean, really.
She's a fan.
He's getting people to, you know, watch the press conferences. People mm-hmm. are interested in politics. And, you know, a lot of the questions last night were about the stimulus plan and other things going on in Iraq. And somebody asked him about A-Rod and what he thought.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
I was like, okay, I guess that's of all the questions you could ask the president, you're going to ask him about A-Rod and taking steroids? Mm-hmm. And what's he think about it?
And what did he say?
I think I got a clip here of him saying something. I don't know. Let me see. I'll find it. But I just thought that was a strange question.
It is.
During
it doesn't seem relevant.
Press conference, of everything going on that he has to deal with, someone asking him about A-Rod steroid abuse.
That is a little odd.
And then someone asked him. I mean, he's smooth. He is smooth, Barack Obama, because somebody said something about when the caskets come back. So I guess there were four people killed in Iraq yesterday. Mm-hmm. And when the caskets come back, you know, they did it in the cover of darkness. And the reporter says, you said that everything about your run would be transparent. And everything that goes on is transparent. You can see everything I do. I'm not going to keep anything from the American people. You said that. So when the coffins are brought back to the United States covered with flags, will you allow news reporters to be there and will you allow them to show it? Now, he should have said, well, absolutely, I'm going to show that, but he didn't. But he's smooth. I mean, he's good.
He
was like, well, you know, we're... I'll look into that. I've got a committee, like, you know, we've talked about that.
We'll discuss
that.
You
know, I don't want to answer right now, you know, because I need to talk to my advisors.
Well, it's
and
kind of
see
up to the military. I mean, the Bush policy. The military does what Bush told him to do.
That's what he said. We really need to flip that over.
Yeah,
flip it around.
To, right.
Change
that.
Mm-hmm.
Until he undoes it, they're going to do it the old way.
Yeah, here's the question to the president about A-Rod.
What is your reaction to Alex Rodriguez's admission that he used steroids as a member of the Texas Rangers?
I think it's depressing news on top of what's been a flurry of depressing items when it comes to Major League Baseball. And if you're a fan of Major League Baseball, I think it tarnishes an entire era to some degree. And it's unfortunate because I think there are a lot of ball players who played it straight.
There you go.
Well, look, I like Barack a lot. I'm going to give him my full support. But clearly that's not a question he was expecting. Because, you know, when he's prepared for a question.
No way.
You could tell the way he was stammering. We didn't go over this in the rehearsal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when they throw questions at you when you're rehearsing for your press conference and you go out. You know you're getting questions about Iraq and Afghanistan, the economy, and the bailout, and this and that. He wasn't ready for that one. You can tell. Oh, crap.
Why stagger so much? Why try to be such a perfect guy to answer everything? I just say, well, I'm not the president of baseball, so I don't care.
Right.
Next.
Right.
Where's Hillary?
Aren't there bigger things?
Somebody else's question.
Exactly.
Hillary. That's a little worrisome that he was stammering so much on that. That kind of bothers me when he does that. You know? Because I want the people to just speak their mind. That's
what was he thinking about his answer?
Maybe that's it. I don't like people who actually think about what they say. I like people just blurt out words and apologize later.
That was depressing.
Depressing.
Yeah, it's depressing.
On top of depressing.
All this bad stuff. Yeah. Baseball.
Okay, so his answer is
it's
depressing.
Great.
All right.
Yeah.
Not really an answer, but okay, fine.
Yeah, well.
Bad question.
Stupid question, so who cares if it's a stupid
You're
question.
Out of
that's
order.
That's what I wish he would have said. I'd be like, you kidding me? Really? Everything that's going on in the world today, I care about A-Rod shooting steroids into his ass cheeks?
Yeah. Security, can we get this guy out of here?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Fans of Bobby Knight, great basketball coach, most of his successful years at Indiana University. You loved watching his press conferences after the game. Win or lose, they could have just lost or they could have just won the national title. And he would always dress down the reporters who would ask stupid questions. Frank, I know you've seen some of
those.
They're
all stupid questions, though, really. Those press conferences, any kind of interview with an athlete after the game or, you know, halftime.
Worthless.
Just stupid questions.
And Bobby Knight would not let you get away with it. Some reporter asked some dumbass, lame question, and Knight would stare at him and go, okay, that's the worst question I've had in my life. Because who are you? Who do you work for? Okay, what you should have said was this. You should have worded the question like this. Coach Knight, do you think blah, 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 blah. Boy, what you said doesn't even deserve an answer. Next question.
See, that's what Barack
should have done. Had Barack done that, it'd be like a cheer in the room. Our number is 888-520-9710.
No, but the Barack thing last night, I was watching it. I was working out while I was watching it, and I'm thinking, well, that makes me feel pretty good. I mean, he's smooth. He does give you this sense of comfort and security. And then we get to work this morning, and oh, the stock market's down 300. And I'm like, well, I thought, didn't it go well last night? I thought it was like, it felt kind of good. Like he says, you know, maybe we're getting this home, you know, the mortgage industry turned around, the real estate market turned around a little bit. You know, I think we're on the right path.
Why is it down? The Senate passed the stimulus today. I think it was 61 to 30. Anyway, they got one more vote than they needed to pass.
Mm-hmm.
So if they passed the plan, though it's not the perfect plan, wouldn't that instill confidence and go, hey, we're doing something?
That's what I thought.
Why would it be down?
Right, 300, Frosty.
If that doesn't get the stock market up, what will? Damn it.
I don't know.
What do we have to do?
Right now it's down 329.
Oh, for God's sakes. And they passed the plan and it's down 300.
So what the F?
Jeez. Hmm. Well, see, that makes me sick.
What more do we have to do?
We spend $1 trillion on some plan, and even that makes people sell?
Yeah.
I give up.
I know. It's worthless. Whatever will be, will be.
Thank you, Doris Day.
Yeah.
Hello, Chris and Whittier. What's up?
Hi, guys.
Hi, Chris.
That is so old.
I love it.
I know. I love you guys. You're awesome. I just want to say that all these people are complaining about baseball players getting paid like ridiculous salaries. We live in a capitalistic society. It is free enterprise. We don't pay athletes anything. The clubs they pay for.
That's true.
Play for, that they pay them. You know, about Barack Obama and the caskets and that question, he was smooth about it, but I don't think that they should allow reporters to parade the bodies on TV. It's disrespectful. I used to be in the Marine Corps, and I have friends deployed right now, and I'd be pretty pissed off if reporters were parading.
Well, they're not getting them out and dancing with them like last war at Bernie's.
Yeah, it's not dancing. It's just showing they want to do it for political reasons. They don't want to do it for the right reasons, and that's wrong.
Chris, what's the right reason?
The right reason would be to show American public that hey, you know, this is a war that we're in, and don't forget.
And what's the political reason?
A political reason would be, you know, see, look, people are dying. We shouldn't be in Iraq. We shouldn't be in this war. People are dying, blah, 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 blah.
Chris, aren't they kind of the same message? All right, go ahead.
It's not the same message. It's what they're trying to do when they're trying to make political reasoning minded is, look, you know, we want our position about Iraq to be shown, and look, people are dying, and we're not invested in victory. We want to be pulled out of Iraq. Because we want to be right, and it's not about being right or wrong. It's about getting the job done and doing what we did to say that we did to begin with.
All right. Thanks, Chris. We're Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
This is 97.1 FM Talk.
Get complete shows from Adam Carolla, Frosty, Heidi, and Frank, Danny Bonaducci, Tom Likas, and more. Just go to 97.1FMTalk.com and subscribe with iTunes.